Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everybody. Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast. We're going to sit down at Epics and Chill fan convention in Charleston, South Carolina, and have a little discussion with John Cabrera, Yanni Truesdale, and Matt Sukre. Here it is.
More, more, more. I want to kiss you more. More, more, more. I want to kiss you more.
I Am All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I Am All In podcast, iHeartRadio, 111 Productions. I am sitting here in a convention venue in Charleston, South Carolina, with none other than John Cabrera and Yanni Truesdale. Gentlemen, hello, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Patterson.
How are you? You came in from...
Came in from Canada, but 2 days ago I was in Greece.
You were in Greece.
All over the place. My usual.
Are you having the usual... airline trauma that we all share.
Well, you had a worse one than mine, I believe.
Yeah, they're not great experiences, but the seats are cushy.
Yeah. I want to see the video of last night.
Plenty
and
of
you.
Well, they almost had to call security.
I want to see that.
You sold my seat out from under me when I was in the air. You son of a. I think I went right up to the line where it was like, let's go security now.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, it was something. John, how you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, so how was your traveling? You came in from California?
No, I came in from the surface of the sun, also known as Las Vegas.
There you go.
I'm living in Vegas now.
Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, Vegas.
All right. I'm living in the same city as Sebastian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Is he out there?
Yeah, he is.
Have you seen him?
No, but I moved just like right when he was doing a concert downtown, and I wanted to see it, but it was just too crazy with the move.
He's still rocking.
Oh, that yeah. voice, that.
Oh yeah.
He's the voice of rock.
He'll never
I
stop.
Did a night out with Sebastian on the Sunset Strip. We went to the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
When? Back in
oh,
the day.
Oh God, back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember yeah. that. I mean, yeah. we used to yeah. go, he and I used yeah. to go to the Sunset Strip all the time after shows.
Oh God, it was just fantastic.
Have you ever seen him with fans?
Yes,
he's incredible.
No,
with
they
his fans.
Lined up because we went to the.
Why?
But he's just amazing.
Because he's a rock star.
Every yeah, single no. fan that he meets, he gives them the like the special "you are the greatest thing" treatment.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I said to him like after like five or six fans, just trying to get from one block to another, I was like, "Man, you are amazing with fans." And he's like, I love them. They're, I mean, I wouldn't be here without
right.
them.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be here.
Well, he had a really funny quote. The next day, I don't think it was the next day, but the next Monday, he's sitting in the makeup trailer. And so I was telling everybody before he got here, we did this magical night and the fans, and it was craziness, and they were lining up to get his autograph and just to take a picture with him. And this, and we're just sitting there having a cocktail at the Rainbow Room, and then we're going to the Roxy to see a show, that kind of thing. And he said, I don't know how I got here. You know, me and Gilmore Girls, it's so wrong. It's so wrong. It's right. Ah! He's screaming this stuff. And it's so true. It's so true. So anyway, what have you been up to, sir?
Well, since I spoke with you, when did we speak? Last year? I can't remember. I have no memory.
You mean when you came on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's when
right?
we first started.
Yeah.
I think you were the, you were our maiden
I was
voyage.
The first guest.
You were our maiden voyage, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I ended up going to Australia after mm-hmm. I spoke with you, which was a life-changing experience. Fell in love with the country.
Right.
Shooting a Netflix series that came out, God's Favorite Idiot, with right. Melissa.
You did Melissa McCarthy yeah. and Ben Falcone.
And Ben Falcone. God.
Brilliant show.
Yes, my friends. And we had a grand time. And then I came back and shot season two of my Canadian show Les Mecs right after that, and
right.
And yeah, and then I shot a couple of movies with the Miss Toni Braxton
oh,
of all people,
goodness.
Yeah, in Toronto.
Oh,
we
wow.
became friends. She's lovely. She
wow.
yeah. So it's been wow. a busy stretch.
Yeah, good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
And you just came in from Greece, where you're.
Yeah, I just came in from
you're
Greece.
You're taking some much deserved downtime.
Vacation. Yes, I must have been a Greek man in another life.
I think
God,
all,
I love it
I
there.
I think we all were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. That's the.
Where in Greece were you?
I was in Mykonos.
Oh,
I was in Mykonos. I was telling them this funny quote to the Greeks, which they didn't know. Do you know that quote? Greeks invented sex and Italians shared it with women.
I was coming through customs to get here in Halifax.
Yeah.
And he was a Greek gentleman, and he was working in the snack bar, and that was the only thing that was open because it was like one flight to Philadelphia, right? And that was it. That was the international section of the airport. And he said, you know, he was chatting everybody up. He was a good-natured fellow, obviously pretty educated guy, and he was just like up, and he, you know, it came to my turn, and I was like, I wonder what kind of chatter I'm going to get from this guy. And he goes, well, you know, da, 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 da. And then he said, you know, better to be alive than dead. And what don't you think? And I'm like, you know, it's better to be 6 feet above ground than 6 feet under. And I said, I just said, I don't know if I'm qualified. I don't know what it's like to be dead. So I can't answer that.
Oh my God. So dry.
And he goes, you got me there. Speaking of Greeks.
Yeah.
John, what are you working on now?
Nice segue.
Yeah, that was an interesting segue. I was going to actually say my sister was just
speaking
in Greece.
Speaking of Greece.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, my sister was in Greece probably the same time you were.
In Mykonos?
I don't think so. She, my brother-in-law, he's Greek. I mean, full Greek.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, they were visiting family. My sister just had a baby.
Who's coming
in? I think we might have. Huh? We might have another guest with
there
us.
Is.
Matt
there
Sukri.
Huh? Good to see you, brother. Huh? Nice. Thanks for coming in. We have just been joined by Mr. Matt Zuckri. He just came in. Matt, good to see you. You're looking well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for having me on here. My goodness. Gotta get close. Let's get close.
I have no problem with that, Matt.
man, this is cool. This is very cool. It's great to see you guys.
So how you been? Well, you've been busy, huh?
Yeah, good. You know, I'm doing a show right now called The Residence.
Right,
I've been
right.
Doing that for a little bit.
Right.
Six seasons.
Right. We were talking about
so
that.
So impressive. Yeah.
Wow.
Man, thank you. And of course, it's been fun to relive Gilmore Girls as I was coming to do this and think about all those memories together. So now it's good to see you guys in person.
Tell us about how you got the job, the audition process. You know, the whole beginning of it.
You know, I auditioned for Logan for a previous character. I think it was Marty, actually. I auditioned for that character.
Oh, yeah. You auditioned for Marty.
I believe so. And then it may have been another character, too. So I think I auditioned twice before Logan.
Okay.
And, you know, I had seen the show, and so I had that advantage coming into that first audition, where if you didn't know the show, of course, the pace of it and the way it is, then you're not going to get it.
The pace, I don't know when you auditioned for it, but the pace of the show was not as fast when we first started the show. Do you remember?
Kind of true.
Season one, we were talking normal.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened. Amy had too many coffees. And
I think that it was that the scripts were getting longer and they realized that we might not be able to get this into 45 minutes unless.
Yeah. Dan, fill the syringe again.
But your character was introduced which season?
Season 5.
Okay, yeah. By then we were walking really fast. Yeah. Well,
I was introduced in season 3 and I remember my agent said, hey, just so you know, when you go into the audition, it's the Gilmore speed. I was like, I don't know exactly what that means, but
yeah.
It's so by season 3 they were already.
Yeah, but season 1 definitely, if you watch season 1, we don't talk fast.
Right.
We talk normal.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I came in the fast.
Yeah.
Oh, fast era.
Yeah, for sure.
The fast era.
The only notes we'd get from directors are we really like what you're doing. Can you go faster?
Yeah,
yes, it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, huh? But I don't feel like Matt. I don't feel like Logan spoke particularly fast.
Yeah, maybe not your characters.
But that's the reason.
I'm glad you guys.
No, that's the reason that character is so memorable because you did do your own rhythm.
And
you were a little faster paced.
I was going fast,
but you did your own rhythm and kept it cool. Right, mm-hmm. You didn't get caught up in Lauren and Alexis because that's hard to stay out of.
Yeah, it wouldn't have fit now I'm reflecting on your character. It wouldn't have fit him talking super fast like we did. I feel like you had a more normal.
But I feel like I was talking pretty fast.
You did a scene at the beach with Greg Henry. And he came in and he was very upset. And you guys had a fight.
Yes.
And that scene is one of the best scenes I've ever seen in the show.
Oh, wow. Thank
just
you.
The pace going back and forth, but the smoothness that you gave it. And it didn't feel like you were sort of acting and being fast about it.
Thank you.
It just had a very natural flow. Scene was wow.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I mean, that was... First of all, I feel like I was talking pretty fast, guys. I
just thought you were speaking really slow right now.
Yeah, right. But thank you for saying that, because that was my intention coming in. Is you know, the challenge with that dialogue. I mean, it's so beautifully written, as we all know, Amy and Dan, and shout out to them, and just every word matters, and it should matter for a reason because the writing is so good. At the same time, when I saw the show, with it being so fast, you can see how you can just get caught up, and if you're at 2 in the morning and everybody's saying, hey, go faster, I was trying to come in and still have my character thoughts while speaking fast, and I didn't achieve that, of course, all the time, but that was my goal, and our friend George Bell would come up and say, hey, you missed our dialogue coach, so he would come up and say that, so I wanted to honor that pace. Right. You have to honor that tone. You want to say every word right because the writing is so beautiful, but at the same time, I wanted to try and convey the thoughts of the character. So that's a really nice compliment that you've given me.
But here's
Scott.
The thing. This is when I discovered how good you were, was when I was amazed at how good Greg nailed that scene. Cause you know, you know, actors have to decide and they kind of instinctively know, oh, this is Greg's scene. Like, this is Greg, you know, this is fireworks. And man, he, you know, and when somebody's driving that like that with that writing, your job is so hard. Because man, if you just miss a little timing, it can throw them off and the whole scene unravels. But man, you were just right in there. Your cues were perfect, perfect, perfect. That's when I realized how good you were.
That's very kind of you to
say. I mean, really tough to do. That's the for me, that's the toughest thing to do, is not to screw up Lauren, you know, when she's in her state, right? And that's the hardest thing to do.
And I think that for all of us, we can speak to the challenge of that mm-hmm, pace, mm-hmm. but also how unique that made the show yep. and that combination of the challenge as an actor to try and make that come alive was very difficult for us. But at the same time, that's why we're here still talking about the show. That's why we had that reunion right. in 2015. Right. That's why we had the reboot.
Right.
Because generations have now watched this show. I mean, it's amazing in terms of the mother-daughter connection, which is the fundamental aspect of the show. But how many mothers and daughters
to this day
mm-hmm. are watching it? And that's a credit I'd like to thank to, obviously, again, Amy and Dan and, mm-hmm. and then all the actors who were able to create like you said, every character has mm-hmm. their own voice. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I was the one who talked really slow, which I'm just finding out
now. Just finding out.
I was the slow voice of the show.
You slowed down the show, man.
No, you were the guy that never broke character, who stayed in character. Because to hang with Greg Henry, man, you got to be good to hang with that. And you were just in the pocket, just riding that out and doing your job. You have a job to do, right? And it's like,
thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Kudos to you for that. That's when I sat forward and said, Jesus, that guy's good.
No, it's very thoughtful.
Because I've been in that situation and it's like, I choked a few times. It's like, oh boy, man, that's your job. You got to stay in there and feed and feed and feed. It's not easy.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Matt, got to ask you, burning question here. Who do you think the baby daddy is?
We've been asked that question a million times.
Yeah, you know, my answer is always the same on that of just, I feel like if Amy and Dan want to say that, then they should be the ones to say it. You know? But maybe...
Hang on, Dark's coming in. John, look out!
And maybe they'll change their minds of who it is. You never know. Yeah. You know? Yeah. So I've always...
I'm putting my money on Mike Tyson. I think it's the best piece of stunt casting there is. And I want it to be Mike Tyson because I want to work with Mike Tyson, maybe a little bit. No, why not?
Call Amy, Scott. I think you're on something.
Can you support me on
that? Yes, I will. Right,
thank you. Yeah. So tell us a little bit. No, so get into the whole, like when you got the job and your first day on set and your first impressions of being at Warner Brothers and like what it was all happening.
Yeah, as I mentioned, I at least auditioned once, I think it was twice, for two different characters.
Right.
And thankfully, you know, Amy and Dan saw something in that there that, and then I had a third audition for Logan. So that was a unique journey in of itself to audition twice for that show and then have a third opportunity to come back.
Oh, really? Was it your first big job on TV?
That's how I remember why it's so special to me is really my first kind of big job. And,
wow.
And
third audition.
It was either the second or third. I want to say third.
Wow.
And then also that was the first job where after that I was able to support myself as an actor. So, you know, again, so grateful to Amy and Dan in a lot of ways of them taking a chance on me, really. I didn't have many credits and, and so that's really, really special to me. Mm-hmm. And then to be a part of a show like we've talked about, that was so unique, so interesting, so well written. And then for it to, as we mentioned, be on Netflix and to have to be able to do a reboot and have generations after generations love it. I mean, that's what we all do is we're trying to do as actors is to try and make something that impacts the audience and to be on something that really resonates with people and makes a difference in their lives, whether it be just they're folding laundry while they're watching the show, or they connect to the relationship that you had with Lorelai, or whatever it may be. That's what we're trying to do. So we were able to do that with the show. Right, when I first came on there, in terms of that question, you know, I was very nervous. You know, I was a new actor and didn't know what it meant to really hit my mark and find my light. And I remember the DP kind of just, you know, take my shoulders and say, you feel that light there? You feel this mark here? And don't be in Alexis's light. So some of those basic fundamentals were what I was experiencing there. And then, like we talked about, the pace of the show being so unique. So that were some of the highlights for me in terms of that job.
Just taking a quick poll, how many of y'all, and I'm included in this, have thought they've done a brilliant take, but sorry, can't use it. You were standing in front of, you were out of your light, you were off your mark, you're out of focus. Sorry,
on the show?
We have to go again.
On Gilmore, I don't think I've had that.
Oh, no. No, didn't have that? No,
okay. I don't think so.
On Gilmore Girls, that happened, but worse would be a line that I tongue twisted or flubbed that that they then moved on. Like they were, and then I'm like, oh no, please tell me that this is not going to be the one that they use. And sure enough, it must have been perfect for every other person in the scene because that's the one they use.
We can't use your best take because they were really good at it. So tell us a little bit, what was it like working with Alexis?
Yeah, she, you know, as you know, she's very private and she's very, you know, in terms of coming into that, the reason I loved the character, we're just talking about the character of it, was I felt Logan was somebody who could push her to try and, you know, challenge herself, to push her to live a different life in terms of outside the box a little bit. So that's what I loved about the character of Logan in terms of the positive side was just trying to inspire her to push her outside the box. So that's what I loved about the Rory Logan relationship. Okay. And then in terms of Alexis, you know, she was, she just had so much on her shoulders from a very young age, mm-hmm. and so much attention on that show. We talk about a show again that has been so popular for so long, and she had so much of that burden, and so, and she was very private and kept to herself, and so mostly I was just trying to, in any way I could, protect that and honor that on set, mm-hmm. In a mm-hmm. lot of ways, whether right. it be outside when we were ever together, outside of work or at work, of just trying to respect her, her privacy, mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. really not bother her too much, because I feel like she was just in the spotlight so much and right. had so much attention. I felt, noticed that very early on, that she was so private and wanted time to herself whenever she could have it. So that, I felt, was my job, was to kind of, felt an instinct to protect her in that
right,
way.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, yeah. She, I don't think she realized what she was getting into. And
well, no one knew what the show was going to
no,
be.
No, but I mean, she
you
was...
You know,
she
it was a cultish show.
She was 18 years old.
She was 16 years old when she started the show. I believe I'm right. She was 16.
She was not 16.
She was 16. Unless...
She was in NYU. Did she graduate high school early?
We'd have to Google that information, but I'm pretty sure she was 16.
Huh?
Oh, 16. Someone is Googling.
I mean...
No.
No?
Yeah, I think... I think 18 just for labor law.
Oh, for labor,
really?
Yeah.
What did I say? 19. She was 19.
Oh, my God. I'm completely wrong.
It's okay.
And the reboot, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I had a blast with that. I
yeah,
mean,
that was fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was kind of the case of just coming, you get to go back to college in a way, and you didn't know you were going to ever go back to college, and that was just a blast. I mean, I don't know. We may not have, I don't know if I even saw you guys on the reboot when we were shooting. I don't think so.
No.
Separate
no.
stories.
Yeah. No.
But it was, you know, it was a blast. I loved that.
Right. So tell us, what are your favorite moments of filming the show?
Episode-wise, of course, you know, the first episode I was on, Written in the Stars, I think that was episode 3 of season 5. Just a special one because it was the first one. You Jump, I Jump, Jack is in that season as well, that fifth season. That's the first episode where I feel we had the whole Life and Death Brigade aspect. And for me, the Life and Death Brigade aspect captured the best parts of who Logan was and the best parts of who he was for Rory, in terms of just, again, that out-of-the-box thinking, that adventure-seeking of pushing things to the limit. And I feel like for Logan, that was a place where he could escape exactly the pieces that you were talking about that you didn't love about the character, in terms of whether it be the entitlement or he was always destined to work for his father or whatever it may be.
That master and commander line.
Oh, yeah, that's in Written in the Stars. Yeah, that's in the first episode.
Like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, and of course, I love that piece of him too, for me,
right,
but I can see as an audience member, you know, that was the duality.
I mean,
it's a
cool moment. No question. It's a really, really cool moment. Really cool character.
I haven't seen it
yet. All right, sorry.
And you just recently watched the show. I haven't seen the show in 20 years. So it's, for me, it's so vague.
So did you get a lot of offers from film and TV to play a character like that?
I did get a little bit, I think, of that kind of entitled aspect of
the character.
Because
that's not a bad character to play. I mean, to play that your whole career, that puts you in some pretty good movies.
I loved that character, right, Logan, you right, know, and I loved all those aspects of him, the duality of that and everything. So I loved that character. But, you know, of course, as actors, you're trying to marry the business and the artistic side of it. So there was certainly at the beginning certain jobs that felt very close to that character, mm-hmm. that I turned down.
Can you describe one? Name one.
Interestingly enough, there was a pilot.
I love these stories.
Yeah.
I love like what I didn't get and what I turned down. I love it.
There was a pilot. I can't remember the name of it. It didn't end up going, but interestingly enough, the producer of that pilot was also the producer who produced The Good Wife, which I ended up doing right after that. So that was a job that that pilot didn't end up going, but that was a character who was very similar to Logan. And that's just one example of that.
Right, right. Okay. They need you.
Okay.
You're in
I'm
going
to see you later.
Yes.
See
I
you.
Hope so. Thank you for
see
coming.
You all later.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see you around.
Thank you, guys.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
One thing that Matt made me think of the when we were talking about the pace of the show, the fact that we all had to speak so fast, it made the actors be very specific about their intentions and who they were, because you didn't have time. If you weren't specific, your work was not going to come through. And so that is kind of like the hidden gift of talking fast, I think.
You know what? I think it worked for a lot of scenes. Other scenes, I wish it would.
For sure, 100%.
Because in the thing I'm doing now, I'm fine. You slow it down and you find all these great beats.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit, Yannick, about, and you are ultra specific as an actor. And we're enjoying you so much on every episode lately that we've been podcasting about, and some of the episodes I'm not crazy about, I go into it. I'm pretty honest about it, as to why. And I sort of, break it down a little bit. We all break it down, but the saving grace for the last, 4 or 5, Tara, what do you think?
About like the last 4 or 5, you just have these one lines that you were our favorite line in every episode.
Yeah, well, the lines, it's all Amy and Dan, and the writing for Michelle was very, very specific. His voice was very specific. And so for me, I grew up watching comedies and sitcoms, and I literally grew up watching Golden Girls with my grandmother. Really? And yeah, and that's how I learned English, basically, because I didn't speak English before Golden Girls. And the characters were so specific, and you laugh every time because you knew it was coming, and it came, and then you felt rewarded, and then you laugh. And Michelle is a bit in that vein. You kind of know what he's thinking, and then when he says it out loud, you're like, ah.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, you know, to me, what you did with Michelle, I mean, it's like what Peter Sellers did with Clouseau.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
it's just so ultra specific and so memorable and so overwhelmingly funny. Where did you get this guy?
I don't know. It's just his. I understood the first time I auditioned and I read the script and the lines for him. I understood his sarcasm and his dryness, and being French Canadian, which is not like being a French from Paris, but I certainly have met many, and I have many in my life, and this sense of having an opinion on everything, and they love to argue, and they love to share their opinion,
right,
in a sense that they always feel their opinion is the most valid, and prove me wrong, prove me otherwise. If you have another, and they love that debate.
Right.
And so I understand that kind of thinking. And so he comes from that place where he feels that he needs to educate people, Americans, because they're not educated. And so it comes almost from a good place, a place of wanting to share and elevate them. And so it's not mean-spirited. It means it's done in a way to help and elevate.
Right, right.
And no, educate.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So what are you drawing from? Is there another actor who gave a performance?
No, it's just memories, inner emotional memories of my imagination of what it is to be French Parisian.
What's your favorite line that you delivered on Gilmore Girls?
Oh my God.
Do you remember?
So many, but...
Do we remember for the last couple episodes what was cracking us up so much?
I mean, the line with the elderly woman... I like when lines are really inappropriate.
Oh, my dark
sense of humor. The elderly woman.
Something about furniture.
Yeah, she said, "Excuse me, sir, where can I find the best antiques?" And Michelle responded, "At your house, I guess." Yeah. It's so inappropriate, and it's so funny to me. Yeah, that was a great line.
Yeah, you're killing us, because we vote at the end of the podcast now who stole the show, that particular episode.
Oh,
you're saving the show. like on the clunker episodes, which is like kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the lack of utilization of Richard and Emily.
Yeah.
Participation of, you know, celebrating Rory's admission into Harvard.
Yeah.
Harvard, Yale, and Princeton. You know, you always come through.
Well, thank you, sir.
We thought we when the puppy thing, right? The puppies.
Yeah.
And you fell in love with the puppies.
Yes.
We were wanting, we loved it, but yeah, we wanted more hard edge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michelle.
Yeah. When one of my puppies die, that was season 7 or something, I pitched that idea. Because I said he should lose a puppy, he should be devastated. It should be like, because I wanted to have more moments for him,
right,
where
you
saw a bit of his vulnerability.
But yeah. Anyway, we're really enjoying.
Well, thank you
on what you're doing. And all right, gentlemen.
All right,
thank you very much. Okay,
see you soon.
And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at @IAmAllInPodcast and email us at gilmore@iheartradio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, scottyp.com, scottyp.com.
grade one specialty coffee.
Summer, the best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.